welcome to the best of the Pop Buzz Podcast 2017. I am your host, James. Coming up on this week's episode, it's basically that. It's just the best of everything. I'm going to say hello to you now, guys. Hi, Katie. Hi, Woody. It's lovely to see you both.
Hi, James.
Hi. Hi. Nice to have a nice Christmas break, isn't it? Nice to have a nice Christmas break. We're going to be looking back at all our favourite moments from the year, which is going to be absolutely lovely. So I can inform you, in this first section they're about to hear, we've got Mr. Brendan Urie, some nice memories from him for Kinky Boots and all that kind of stuff early in the year. Then, and yes, this was this year, Election Name That fanfic. That seems like a while back.
Oh, remember that.
Man. Gosh, yeah. No.
I know. Isn't it weird? Well, we had an election this year and it's barely been the biggest story of the year. No. Absolutely mad. But yeah, we're going to be going through that. I believe it was Theresa May or Jeremy Corbyn, wasn't it? There's a particular fanfic.
Oh.
It was some real filth.
I'd rather not remember.
It was some disgusting filth. And then we're also going to have a little bit of our chat with Camila Cabello, who's always enjoyable, isn't she? Absolutely wonderful.
Love her.
Okay, good stuff. All right, so that's the first section. Here you go. Let's kick it off with Mr. Brendan Urie. Currently in New York, he's rehearsing for the Broadway debut of the decade in Kinky Boots. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Urie, here we go.
What's up? Good to see you. How you been?
Good, man, good. It's good to see you. I'd ask how you've been, but man, you've had the most exciting few months. I've been seeing this. My word. Let's dive right in. What stage are you at in rehearsals for Kinky Boots now? What's going on? What have you done so far?
So I've had about 3 days so far and been running the script basically with the AD, DB Bonds. And it's been wild. I've learned some choreography. I've put on some boots. I've learned some of my lines. So yeah, I'm getting really close. It's getting down to the wire. I've got about 10 days left.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. So tell me, I mean, for fans of Kinky Boots, we'll know that not only are you singing and dancing in heels, which I'm sure you're making work. There we go. We'll get the joke out early. But also, you've got the big number where you're on a treadmill, man. You're doing singing and dancing on a treadmill. Have you tried the treadmill yet?
That was the first day, actually. And I was a little daunting. I was like, well, we're jumping first thing. All right, we're doing treadmill. And it's wild because when you see it from the crowd, it looks so busy. And when they break it down for you person by person, it's a little simpler, but it's, you know, it's still not easy. Pretty fast, but yeah, it's fun. It's so fun.
Oh, man. So no falling over, no injuries yet. You're kind of all good? You're happy with it?
I tripped up a couple times. They told me it was going to happen. They're like, you know, we're going to put it on slow just to, you know, get a feel for it. And the first time I jumped on, I just went right on my face. I'm like, okay.
Get it out the way early, though. That's the way to do it, right? Better that than opening night. That's what we like. That's good. So let's jump back a bit, because it seems like such a perfect fit for you, this show, man. It really, really does. How did it come about? Did you approach them? Did they approach you? What was your relationship with the show before this all happened?
So my relationship was, I had listened to the soundtrack a couple times. I was a fan of the music. I knew Cyndi Lauper had done it. I knew that Harvey Fierstein had done it. So I knew a little bit about it, but the first time I saw it was about 2.5 years ago. They had it emailed me and invited me to the show. So I said, absolutely, I'd love to come see it. Saw the show, got to meet the producers and the director, and they were the sweetest people in the world. That's what really drew me to it, is just the love and compassion that I felt with everybody there. But the play hit me so hard. It was just this, like, such a tangible love in the air. Like, everybody just wanted to celebrate. There was, like, this fire in my chest, and I said, at any capacity, whatever I can do to be a part of this show, I will build the sets, I will pour the water for the actors, I will do whatever it takes to be a part of the show. So they invited me, and it's so wild.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. That's such a good story to hear. I love that. Also, the other key detail in the show, you got to do an English accent, man. How's it coming?
It's coming along pretty well, yeah.
Hey! I was hoping you'd do it. Here we go. How's it going, though? Are you working with like a voice coach or something? How's that all working for you?
So it's funny, I thought I was going to have more you know, prep work for it, but they hooked me up with this girl, Amy Jo Jackson, who's phenomenal, but she's a dialect coach, and she's an actress as well. So she basically was like, because it was like a 2-hour session over the phone, and like over Skype, and the first hour, she was like, yeah, you know, try to do this, because you sound really Australian. So I was like, yeah, I'm sure I do. My English is pretty Australian, so I'm trying to work at it.
You get that sounded all right to me. You've got the full Cockney vibe down. There we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be all there. Have you got any famous friends coming along to watch opening night? Anyone lined up?
I hope so. I don't know about opening night. There's a couple. I've got some old friends from who live here in New York. And yeah, it's going to be wild. I told them, give me like a week. Give me like a week to prep and then come in and see me. I don't want you to see me fail.
You're not going to fail. This is confident, Brendan. Come on.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. It's incredible. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you said as well, when you initially announced it, you said it was been a bit of a dream of yours for a while to be on Broadway. Were there other kind of roles you... What's the dream role? What's the dream musical role for you? Apart from this one, obviously.
I mean, probably Les Mis. You know, if I could do like a Jean Valjean. I mean, that's later in my later years. I hope to be able to do like a Jean Valjean type deal. Book of Mormon, obviously, just growing up Mormon. Be great. Yeah. Your price, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Les Mis is just like the, I think that was one of the first Broadway plays I saw on, we had a VHS. You kids don't know what this is. We had a VHS tape. We recorded the live Broadway, and I would watch that every day with the pops and scratches and the tape and everything. It was just, I was blown away by the music and the acting. It was beautiful.
Oh, man. Well, if you ever need a Javert for your confrontation, you just give me a call, all right? And we'll get
all right,
that done.
Yeah, great Javert, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I think it would work nicely. I think it's definitely a good pairing. Also, if this one, I mean, we're presuming this is going to go well. My God, the tickets are selling damn well. Would you consider doing, there's the US tour of Kinky Boots. There's a West End run over here.
Killian Donnelly, who's Charlie Price right now, started in West End. He's phenomenal. He does such a good job. This Irish bloke, he's amazing. There's a lot. Yeah, I met a couple of the people from the touring company. It's phenomenal. Jay, who's playing Lola now, started in the touring company as a swing character. He's playing like six different characters. It's so crazy. I would love to. I'd love to explore further what other roles I could play or what other positions I could be in.
Oh, fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed. Well, anyway, let's talk about a couple of other things because you've been a busy man. You really have. First of all, talk me through the call you must have got from Pete Wentz asking you to dress up in that ridiculous purple outfit and eat some cereal. What was that about, man?
That was literally it. I didn't get any explanation. He said, hey, man, I'm sending our buddy Jade over to film you. I said, okay. I had no idea what it was going to be. And I'd just seen the video like a day before. I was like, what is this? So he threw the stuff onto me. I was like, all right, let's do this. He said, eat your cereal. That was it.
When Pete calls, you got answer. That's it. You got jump to it. I like that. Well, you know, you got a lot of people wondering online, man. Everyone was saying, God, is Brendan on the album? Is this a $20 nosebleed sequel? Break it to me.
Yeah, I'm not divulging any information. I may or may not, you know, it's up in the air right now.
Well, that definitely wasn't a no, so I'm slightly excited.
It's not a hard no.
Is this the sequel, $40 nosebleed? Is that what we're going with now?
Yeah, we just increased the amount of currency. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice pattern. It's a nice series you can get into there.
Fanfic. Richard Fanfic, why are you so nasty?
Yes, you know what that filthy jingle means. It's time for the grand return of Name That Fanfic. It's been a little while, but it is one of my favorite games. I'm so glad we're bringing this back. So, you should know how it works by now. I have in front of me some genuine pieces of fan fiction. All Katie and Woody are going to have to do is identify who is saying the quote from said fan fiction. And because it's the election special, your two options are Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn. All right, who is speaking in this filthy fan fiction? Is it Prime Minister Theresa May or Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn? All right, I cannot stress to you enough, all this fan fiction is 100% real, okay? It's mad. I'm going to need buzzers from you guys, though. I am going to need buzzers. Now, we could just go with Strong and Stable again, if you so choose, a selection special. Or have you got your creative juices flowing to come up with a ridiculous election-themed alarm bell for me?
I feel like I've heard Strong and Stable so much, I can't think of anything else.
Okay, all right, that's fair. All right, so Woody, if you're going to buzz in, you're going to say Strong. Katie, if you want to buzz in, you're going to say Stable.
Okay.
All right. So, fan fiction number one. Just tell me, Theresa or Jeremy, all right? That's what we want to know. Here's the quote. Are you just trying to shift our tensions up a gear here? Because I know for a fact, we are both extremely horny right now.
Strong!
Woody's in with a strong. Woody's in for the strong. Who's that sound like to you?
That sounded very smooth.
Well, that's just my vocal timbre.
No. I think the word play, the way it was formed. Right. And I think Jeremy... Definitely back in the day.
I already hate this game.
Definitely back in the day was a bit of a smooth criminal.
Bit of a smooth operator.
Yeah, I'm going for Corbs.
It's big Corbs. That's a point to Woody. Very, very good. He's got the charm. He knows. He just tells it like it is, clearly, both in the political spectrum and when it comes to the ladies. All right. Okay, that's a point to Woody. All right. Here is fanfic quote number two. Katie, you're right.
Oh,
you're falling apart.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, funny that. All right. Theresa or Jeremy, here is fanfiction quote number two. Now you two are just turning my body into the map of the United Kingdom. Maybe you could put some more pressure on my Hebrides. Now you two are just turning my body into the map of the United Kingdom. Maybe you could put some more pressure on my Hebrides.
Strong.
Woody's in with a strong. Woody's in with a strong.
I think the country as my body metaphor, I think that would be a Theresa thing to do. I think she would... that just sounds like the kind of jingoistic thing she would come out with, so...
Other opinions of the rainbow. God. You are correct. You are correct there, sir. You are correct. That is Theresa May's words.
I'm very good at this.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I think she's a geography graduate as well, which maybe ties in.
Yeah,
I think
that
makes sense.
That too,
there we go. All right, here's one for our American listeners to play along with. All right, this is fan fiction quote number 3. Donald's eyes widened, realizing what he just got himself into. He signed up to make America great again, not make America Great Britain again. But apparently this isn't the case.
Stable!
Where are you going with, Katie?
That's got to be Theresa.
It's a point for Katie. She's coming back. The quote would go on to be filthy. He felt a foot kick over his back, a smack of a riding crop, followed by the words, "Bend over, Donald." So, a little Fifty Shades of Grey action there, with a little riding crop action. I know it's
God,
right.
Blushing.
So it's all to play for.
Where
I've got
did you
one
find
more
this?
Here. Oh God, you don't want to know the deep dark depths of the internet. I promise you, these are all 100% real. It's mad. This is the last one, then, so we can either have a draw or Woody's going to run away with it here. All right. Okay. Here we go. Jeremy or Theresa? Here is your final fan fiction quote. I know I can treat you better than he can. And any woman like you deserves a decent man. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crying when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better. Better than he can, they said, pulling them closer, kissing all over their neck. Katie's going for
it. I feel like Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
Indeed. It's not actually Shawn Mendes.
Oh,
it is Jeremy or Theresa.
Who would be a fan of Shawn Mendes?
Katie, who are you going
with? I'm
going
to say... Jeremy.
Really?
For the youth.
No, I think Jeremy would more be into like The Clash or something. Do you know what I mean? I think
Theresa
say it to be down with the kids.
We have a tie, ladies and gentlemen. Katie's right on that one. It was Jeremy Corbyn. I've got to finish this. My God, the quote just goes on. It's absolutely amazing. Theresa could not help but giggle a little. Now you're just singing. Hold on, aren't you basically convincing me here with a song from a Canadian bloke? And it talks about her, like, she swears she's heard on the radio a few times when she did her groceries at Waitrose on the weekends. So...
Who are these people?
You know what's amazing?
This?
That piece of fan fiction, guess what it's called? Treat You Better. Amazing. Shawn Mendes mashup.
Inspired.
I mean, I never thought I'd see the day when those worlds came together. All right, a tie on that game, but there are more games coming up a little bit later on, so it's still all to play for, but currently even Stevens, guys. You may have noticed when you came in, a lot of fans waiting outside for you. A lot of fans hovering around, which is all very sweet. So we thought we'd go down and see the questions that they wanted to ask you, all right? So I have some fan questions. In a segment we like to call They Have Questions. You see what we did there? Okay, so we have the first one here.
That is funny. Can we take a moment to appreciate that?
Well done.
That was good.
Great guy. I mean, we're fans of a pun. Strong or weak pun. It always works. So first up, they were all asking, when is the tour happening? Is a tour happening? When would it be happening?
Hey Camila, it's Emily.
It's Chloe.
It's Lauren.
And we want to know when the tour is. We love you.
Bye!
It's in the works.
Awesome.
But when it happens, it's going to go down.
Amazing.
But I'm definitely, I mean, I feel like, so the album's coming out in September, but I'm still going to release music between now and September. And the tour, I don't know specifically when it's going to be, but I'm definitely going to be traveling and doing stuff like this in the meantime. So it's not like until the tour happens, I'm not going to go to, you know, Brazil or Spain or wherever. Like or Mexico, like I still am going to go.
Sure. But it's in the planning stages. You've got, it's coming, it's
definitely.
All cooking.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. All right, next up, the next question they had was...
It's Faye.
It's Aisha.
It's Sean.
Julia.
Kira.
And Gabby.
And we wanted to know,
if you were to describe the album in 3 emojis, which emojis would it be and why?
I'm going to say a teardrop.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come up with one for the hurting, the healing.
Yeah, it's clever. It does lend itself well to this.
Yes,
good.
It does. That's actually why. I just base it all off of the emojis. The hurting, I think, would be the teardrop.
Okay.
The healing, I think, would be the... you know that little the little twinkle one that's like a little star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, little starburst.
I always think of that as just like fairy dust, like very like, it's very like,
yeah, that's nice.
And the loving, I would say the flamenco girl.
Oh, yeah. Very good choice.
I'm flamenco girl AF right now.
Current mood, flamenco girl. It works well. And then lastly...
Hi, Camila, it's Jade. My question for you is, if you had a theme song for your life, what would you pick?
So I guess this could be one of your songs or any song. A theme song for your life. What would you pick? It's a big question,
Ryan
isn't
Dirty
it?
Ryan Dirty by Chamillionaire.
Which one's right? Ryan Dirty! Man, yes, I like that. I mean, yes. I think that should be the theme song for everyone's life.
I was literally 2 years old when I was singing all the words of that song. I don't even know what they mean.
It's an anthem. You just want to be in a car at all times, just bouncing.
I want to hear that on your album. Let's make
Ride and Dirty. Ride and Dirty.
The cover never was. Oh, my God. This is we're going to demand it now. There's going to be petitions online for that. Camila Cabello, everybody. There she is. What a fun guest. She's always a joy, isn't she? Twice this year.
I've seen her twice this year.
It's been a long year, mate.
I've seen her more times than I've seen a few of my friends this year.
Mad? Well, she is a friend at this point.
She is a friend.
She's very much a friend. A trip to Havana next year? Anyone?
I'm in.
Pop Buzz Live from Havana?
Only if she flies me business class.
No expense spared for you, Woodrow. You know that. All right, next up, in this next little chunk, you're going to hear, first of all, Mr. Chris Pratt taken on a Rubik's Cube, which is not good for audio, but he is doing it. You can believe that. There's video evidence online. But he's going to be answering lots of questions about all that Marvel stuff, which is fun. That's for Guardians of the Galaxy 2 earlier in the year. Then a nice little Pop Buzz spelling bee. One of your favorite games. I know that, guys. Game of Thrones themed, this one was. Remember that?
Oh, boy.
You guys did quite well on it, actually, if I remember correctly.
I remember being livid.
And that shows you who won that round. And then, actually, our first guest from this year, Noah Cyrus. Wasn't she much fun?
That was so long ago.
Right at the start of January, that was. Yeah, she was absolutely great. So we're going to play a little bit of Top of the Plops, which was our game based around the song Cry, and she had to guess what was being dropped into some water.
We really peaked early in the year, didn't we?
That is arguably the best moment of the entire entire series.
It didn't
this time,
get any better after that.
No, that's fair. But hey, when you peak that high, you can only go down. All right, well, first up is Mr. Chris Pratt.
What's happening?
That's all good, man. It's good to see you. I really enjoyed the film last night. I want to talk to you about loads of it. But first, you popped into our office this morning.
Yeah.
And you solved a Rubik's Cube at our desk, my friend.
Did I?
So, you did. You walked on by and loved it. I have one here.
Nice.
You reckon you can solve this while we ask some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it. I love
this.
So, you're effectively an honorary Londoner now because you just are here so much. What are your fave hangouts when you've got a day off?
I just love anything to do with the Thames River.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that to me is like, that's like the best thing I can do while I'm here in London. It's so beautiful. I love running along the Thames. I love, like, I took a boat with my family went and had like a private tour. It was really, really sweet and really special.
Oh, that's lovely. Kurt Russell is, of course, playing your father in the film. Did you have any kind of fanboy freakouts when you knew you were working with him?
Right off the bat, I had to get out of the way. I was like, listen, man, you probably get this all the time, and it must drive you crazy, but I love you so much. Stan Pliskin is my jam! And I just, like, told him everything from Overboard down to, like, you know, his role in Big Trouble in Little China, and, of course, Tombstone. I mean, like, you know, everything from the irreverent all the way to the serious. Like, the dude has been killing it for ages, and it was awesome to get to work
with him. That's amazing to hear. Are you working on Avengers now? I know you're not going to tell me anything about it, but are you getting any hazing from the other two Chrises on set?
A little bit? A little tiniest bit. I can't get into exactly the details because it would give away a little bit too much.
Okay.
But I can say that, they were really welcoming, really great. And and Downey was like the captain, and he has been.
Sure.
Like, since I got this role and since I joined the Marvel Universe, he's been the dude who's like, you know, hey, listen, call me.
Nice.
You know, you're going to go through issues. You're going to talk. You're going to have things with the studio. I'm your man. He's like straight up like the captain for all of the upcoming Avengers. And he's really taken like me under his wing, Tom Holland under his wing, all these other characters. He really like feels responsibility for all of them. And he does a great job.
Beautiful stuff. Who do you think is cute, Baby Groot or Lil Sebastian? Tough choice.
Oh, Baby Groot's cuter.
Oh, Yeah. I mean, he is very cute.
Sebastian's not cute. He's beautiful.
That's true. That is the correct answer. Yeah. I'll go with that. On that note as well, which Mouse Rat song do you think is worthy of the awesome mixtape?
Oh, 5,000 Candles in the Wind. I mean, the tribute to that's what they should have been playing at the end. I don't want to get too deep into what happens in the spoiler.
No, of course,
movie,
that would have been a nice a nice extra finisher. Yeah, we won't spoil that one. It's all right. I heard you got the Parks and Rec text chain going with the other members of the cast.
Oh my God, it's been I don't know how many years since we wrapped the show, but we've texted one another at least 15 times a day since then.
That's beautiful.
It's so awesome. They're so great.
Is there a name on the group chat? Do you give it a title?
I call it Parks Fam. Nice. I have it listed as Parks Fam, but I don't know what they have it.
That's fair play. What is the one food you miss the most now you're on this regime? Go on.
Man, just straight up protein. Straight up. I'm about to have a burger. Nice. But I miss a burger with a bun. You know what I mean?
It's all about the bread, isn't it? It's all about those carbs.
Yeah, I love a burger with the bun. I don't get the bun anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
I just get I have to wrap it in lettuce, like some kind of a-hole.
Just feels wrong. Tell me if this is too morbid, but congrats on the Hollywood Walk of Fame star. When celebs die, they always get a special item placed on them, right? When you eventually die, what do you want to see fans go up to your star on the Walk of Fame and place in tribute?
Severed human head. Look, I finished it.
Dude.
Awesome. I would little pop.
How long was that, by the way? Is that 3 minutes, something like that? That's incredible. Man, that was so good.
Pop, the little pop Star-Lord doll would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
You know, those little bobbleheads.
Well, I do have an idea, actually, because this is another little treat I've brought for you. I know there's so much good merch. Have you come across Dancing Groot yet?
Yes, I have.
Dude,
it's amazing. You know, when I go out and visit kids and stuff, oftentimes we give them these guys.
The button. Give it a blast. Yellow on the front there. It's just the best.
Watch.
I mean, you can't be unhappy with that.
Child.
I mean, come on, that's just cruel.
Adorable.
That's just cruel.
You know what's cruel? You can't turn it off without taking batteries.
That is the worst thing, isn't it?
No, good luck.
You think I didn't realize that in prepping for this?
Wow.
Chris Pratt, join a pleasure. Film's great.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you, dude.
Nice to talk to you, too.
So it is time for this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Spelling Bee. Game of Thrones themed, obviously. Game of Thrones special. Nice and simple if you never heard it before. Basically, I have some genuine words in front of me used in the Game of Thrones universe. All Woody and Katie have to do is try and spell them for me. If they get it right on the first time, great, they get 2 points. If not, it gets passed over and that person gets one Woo-hoo. Point. Are we very clear on the rules?
I am exceptionally clear
sure,
on the rules.
Very, very good. Same buzzers as last time. We'll have a little reminder. Katie,
yes.
If you come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Hodor.
Okay, and Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you'll make the noise.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Such a convoluted buzzer. Like I say, these are real words used in the Game of Thrones universe, all right? Quite simple. If you need a definition, I can pass them along. All right, so this is word number one. Buzz in when you know how to spell it. Pyromancer.
Oh, my God.
Pyromancer. I thought I was going to be a buzz in. Pyromancer. The definition, one who practices divination by fire or has a magical ability to conjure or control fire.
Hodor.
Oh. Right, she's going for it. Come on, Katie. Let's attempt it.
Okay, Pyromancer. P-Y-R-O-M-A-N-C-E-R.
We have 2 points in the corner.
What?
We have 2 points in the corner. There we go.
Woody,
you're gonna have to play catch up, my friend.
Have you been on pyromancer.com a lot? Is that
I
how
am
you...
one. I am the red woman.
I mean, fire plays a big part in not only the show but Katie's life in general. You need to know these things. This is important. All right, okay,
watch
number
out
two.
For that wildfire.
Here it is. Number two, all right. The word is garderobe. Garderobe, that is a medieval toilet, i.e. like the one Tywin was shot on. Spoiler alert.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
But he's going to have an attempt.
Can you say it one more time?
Garderobe.
Garderobe.
Have a go.
G-R-A-R.
I'll let that pass. Sorry. I'll let that pass. Start again. Go
That's
on.
That's my dyslexia coming through. All right. G-A-R-D...
Oh, I'm afraid that's incorrect. I'm going to pass over, Kate. You can pick up 1 point if you get this one correct. Have a go.
G-A-R-D. Did you say E or A?
I ain't telling y'all.
A.
And that's incorrect. No, it was E. G-A-R-D-E-R-O-B-E. I'm afraid. Medieval term for a toilet.
I think they've spelt it wrong.
I think you're wrong. How about that? Does the internet lie to you? No, it doesn't lie to me either. Okay. This is real. All right, we got one more. You could either make this a draw, Woody, or Katie's going to run away with this one, okay? This is an easy one. I'm expecting buzzes here, all right? You ready? Strap in.
Yeah. Go.
The word is... Tension music building. The word is... Direwolf.
You don't know, I just thought! Oh.
Woody was in first. I'm going to come to him first.
Egret
Woody.
From Leeds over there.
He wishes. Okay, come on.
Direwolf.
Spell it for me.
D-I-A.
No!
That's incorrect. Ooh. So I'm going to pass it straight over to Katie. Can you attempt this one? Direwolf is
this
the word.
This one goes out to Lady... Sansa's.
All right, don't milk it. You're going to look awful if you get this wrong now. Come on, here we go.
D-I-R-E-W-O-L-F.
She's run away with it. She's run away with it. Fair play. Brush up on your spelling, my friend. Brush up on your spelling. What can I say? Oh
God, I don't know what I maybe, is there a course in spelling? Is that what?
You could take a Dothraki course. That'd be very useful in modern life, okay. I'm sure that'd be something.
I'll start reading the Lord of...
Lord of the Rings. Dear Lord, you are so bad for this special. I promise you he's a fan. I promise you we're all fans. We were all very excited to do this one. But Woody, my word, mate, come on now.
You know, the problem is, it's once a year. They've got very long names. There's so many characters. How am I supposed to remember anything about it?
I'm going to have to send Wad to the Citadel.
This is it. You're going to have to go and study. Now, we want to play a little game with you, if that's all right.
Scare me.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I promise you, it's fine. So obviously the single is Make Me Cry, and there's the iconic noise that Labyrinth's put together, right? Uh-huh. Which is the, we call the plop, right?
We call it the plop. Too.
Yeah, oh good, there we go. So you got the plop. So we play a little game called Top of the Plops. Here's how it's going to work, right? So earlier this morning, I went to the PopBuzz branded sink and dropped a series of items in the sink to make a plop noise. Okay. All you're going to have to do is tell me, what's making the plop noise? Okay. It's that simple. So I'll take you through some items.
Okay,
here,
at least
right?
He's in the sink. I'm not like. Yeah, yeah. He's not like, I went to the toilet.
What do you take me for? I know we've only just met, but come on. Right, so it's one of these items, right? You've got a novelty plastic pipe.
Ooh. Oh, you're going to tell me what it is before?
You got to guess one of six. I'm narrowing it down for you a little bit.
All right, okay.
It's either a novelty plastic pipe. This weird Super Mario shell type thing.
Okay. Mm.
This is all the crap we have in the office, by the way. It's revealing ourselves a little bit. A kazoo classic.
Can I have that?
Of course you can have it. Get them up.
Oh.
You gotta size it out just in case it gets dropped. There you go. Live remix. Exclusive live performance on PopBuzz. You've got this lip balm thing. There's some kind of lip balm container there. You have a novelty plastic unicorn, which it could be, or you've got a large Lego Batman mug.
Okay.
All right? So it's one of those six items. So
I'll
let you look at them again.
All of them.
Exactly. I'll let you look at them again in a second. Okay. But either way, this is the first clip,
all
right?
How many times can I hear it?
You can hear it as many times as you need to until we get this, all right?
Great.
I promise you. All right, so this is plop number one, all right? Listen to this, see what you think. So
redo it, redo
it. Should I do it again? Let's play it one more time, all right? Here we go.
It's the mug.
You're saying the mug. You're saying the Lego Batman mug.
Wait, I hear it. I need to hear it one more time.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Competitive against yourself. I like this. All right, let's play it one more time.
It sounds heavy.
And then it sounds like it hits a few things.
It does hit a few things on the way down. Woody, what do you think?
Yeah,
I'm just smashing up sinks left, right, and centre. Woody, Katie, you got any thoughts you want to advise?
It sounds heavy.
I'm going for the unicorn.
I was going to say the unicorn. Let me hear it again.
One more time on the plop. Here we go.
Because all you ever do is make me.
Are you going Lego Batman mug or unicorn?
Well,
Noah?
I mean, it could be a unicorn because it goes like... Doom, doom. So it could be the hind legs, the front legs.
So are we saying unicorn? Are we saying unicorn?
Ah!
What are we saying?
No.
I'm going to give the reveal, so I'm going to give you 3, 2, 1.
The mug.
The mug. She's going the mug. Let's take a little look at the screen if you want to turn around now. Oh. Let's press play. What is it?
It's not the mug.
Press play. What's going
it's
in?
It's not the mug. No, now that I've been here, it's the unicorn. Wait, you tricked me. That wasn't even... Whoa.
What? How did I trick you? That's a unicorn.
It didn't hear anything.
Did you or did you not just see a unicorn fall in the sink?
I did.
I deliver what I promise.
It didn't hit the bottom.
It didn't hit the bottom. It still made the noise.
I heard it go boom, boom, boom. Play the sound again.
Play the video. Play the video again,
cheating.
Right? Play the video again.
It didn't even hit the bottom.
There you go. Can you hear it?
That's like somebody walking in a hallway.
What do you want from me? I don't control the sound unicorns make when they fall in a sink.
Play it one more time.
Right, no, we're doing
I just need to hear it.
No. We're doing number two.
Next one.
My God. Right, number two.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Oh, we do it six times.
You don't know.
Oh.
Thank God. Oh, wait. It's nice when we think these games through, isn't it? Right, okay. This is number two, right? So the unicorn's out, but it's one of the other items, all right? Okay, unicorn's out the picture. You got the mug, you got the pipe, you got the Harry Potter thing, you got the kazoo, right? Okay, here we go. Number two, top of the plops. Let's have a listen. That's the mug?
That's the mug. That had to have been the mug.
You've still got the mug, you've still got the pipe, you've still got the Mario Kart thing there, you've still got the lip balm,
No, that's the mug. That's the mug. That
She's going straight
heavy.
In on the mug.
Play it again!
Any more advice?
I think it's definitely a plastic thing. Maybe that, like, what's the
You got the pipe, you got the mug, you got the Mario Kart thing, you got the kazoo.
Mario Kart thing, I think.
I'm going to go for the pipe. I'm using this as an inhaler right now.
I love it. It's that stressful. What are you going to go for? What are you going to go for now?
Let me hear it again.
Okay. One more time. Let's play one more time. Concentrate. There is some reverb. I'll give you that. There's some reverb effect.
That's so long. Let's just see it. I think it's the mug.
All right. She thinks it's the mug.
Sounded heavy.
Let's have a little look. Let's turn it around.
But
let's
the mug
around.
Might float.
Okay. One more guess. Oh. It's the pipe.
Oh,
Noah.
You said
I'm
one
sorry.
More guess as you were playing it.
I'm blaming Ryan on tech there for that one. I'm blaming Ryan.
Do I have another option?
You've got one more. Right, you've got one more question. Okay. So this one's a little bit different. This one's a little bit different, all right? This one, it's a coin, all right? It's an English coin. But is it a 5p, a 20p?
I don't even know what the difference
or a pound. Well, size. 5p is the smallest one.
Okay.
20p is like a middle size one.
Big
pounds
old mama.
Pounds like a
big
heavier
mama.
Coin,
okay,
all right? Okay, so
we're
5, 20 a pound. The last one, thank God. Here we go. Top of the plops. Have a listen. Because all you
ever do is make me. The pound.
She's going the pound. She's going straight with the pound.
I can't say so.
Right, yeah, I reckon.
Let's reveal. Is it the pound? Final clip. Let's
oh, that's great.
Here we go. It's a 5p, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
It's just that powerful. Mate, you saw it. Because all we ever do is make her cry in the Pop Buzz office. No, I'm sorry. You gave it a good go.
It was supposed to be a really happy game.
We thought it was a very good idea.
I feel like we've caused you anxiety with the kazoo and everything. But hey, do you want to take a kazoo as a consolation prize? You seem attached to it. You can have
that. No, I'm going to.
Yeah, all right.
You know what's so funny?
Go on.
I'm going to Sweden.
Yeah.
No, Germany.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Sweden, but I'm going to be in Germany.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sing 99 Left Balloons.
Amazing song.
But you know it has the...
Oh. We've got you sorted.
Perfect. I wanted to buy a kazoo.
Can you promise me that when you get to Germany, you'll do 99 Red Balloons?
If I remember the words, I will do...
I'm going to hold you to that. Yeah. We're going to check in on you later in the tour. I'm looking at management. We better make sure there's some kazoo on stage. Noah Cyrus, guys. Woo. What? We need more water-based games on the show, I feel. Is that just me?
Well, I'm up for going to a water park with our guests.
With water parks?
Let's do it.
Right, that's the plan.
Great.
Genius.
Send their PR an email right now.
I bet no one's ever pitched them that, ever.
Right.
All right, final section coming up now, guys. First of all, the lovely boys from Stranger Things. Weren't they amazing?
Oh. Yes, weren't they?
All right, you met Barb, though. You did meet Barb this year.
I did meet Shannon Purser. She was
Where
amazing.
Where were you?
She were on holiday, weren't you?
I was on holiday, yeah.
You were somewhere glam. Like, you were somewhere nice and glam. It wasn't a major sacrifice. But yeah, so Caleb and Noah came in and were absolutely brilliant. We're then going to also play a nice game. When we had Benedict from We the Unicorns in, we did a game based around YouTuber books. So you're going to enjoy that nonsense. I believe it was, is this quote real or fake? And that's it was hilarious. Very, very difficult to do. So we're going to have a little bit of that. And then finally, I know Katie's favourite guest of the entire year, the Irish Prince himself, right before he played in front of 80,000 people at Wembley Stadium, Mr. Niall Horan chatted to us, didn't he?
Yes!
Slow Hands himself. Yeah, so he's on the show. You're going to hear a few highlights from him. What a lovely guy he was. But first up, here is Caleb and Noah from Stranger Things.
Lovely to see you, boys. Lovely
you
to see
too.
You. Welcome back to London for a start.
Oh,
how long you? How
thank
long
you
been here? You've been hanging around a couple of days.
3 days, right?
2 days for me.
Oh, nice. Any highlights
so
far?
I think so. Yeah.
Two for you, three for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
It all blurs into one, doesn't it? Let's be honest. Yeah. But how, yeah. Any highlights so far? You've been getting out and about.
Highlights
yeah.
was the we went
London
on this
tower.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that was so fun.
That was really good. That was I want to learn more about that, but we didn't really have that much time because it closed up.
And then we saw all the jewels and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, oh, you're doing all the tourist stuff. This is good. You're getting time around the center. That's
I haven't
very
even
exciting.
Done that, to
we
be honest.
The, the really fast boat, the Thames.
Oh, like the Thames Clippers that take you all down?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Oh, you're getting the round. That's pretty impressive for just a couple of days. Good work. All right, well, season two starting up. I mean, you know everyone's so excited. What's kind of interesting is, first time around, we didn't really know who you guys were. We didn't know anything about the show. Did you feel a bit more pressure this time around? Everyone's so hyped for it.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely more pressure for season two because everyone wants it to be good or even better than season one. And we raised the expectations so high for season one, we all want it good for season two. So we'll see how it turns out.
Cool. How did it feel on set? Did it feel any different? I mean, I guess obviously it's got to be nice because you guys all know each other now. Was it nice kind of reunions, getting everyone back together a little bit, the whole crew, the whole team?
Yeah, when we started filming season two, it was just like super cool to even be back. Just it felt like we left, but we never left.
Right.
Nice.
Because during all that break time, we were still seeing each other because of press for season one. But then just to be back for filming was just like a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
how long
it's
take
such a nice
film.
Well, yeah, this time season two took about 8 months. Season one was like 6.
Oh, man. Extra effort. This is good. It's exciting. Well, I know obviously you guys aren't going to give away any season two details, and we wouldn't want
everything.
You to. Oh, really?
We're going
to
give everything away.
Exclusives. Yes. Pop Buzz exclusives. Stranger Things spoilers. They're coming out. One of the few details we do know, I'm looking at them right here in front of me. I've got the titles for season two, obviously the episode titles.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting excited, man. Like, I don't know. There's one called The Pumpkin Patch. What? Hint. Give me a hint or something. What's this pumpkin patch about? Or is that just ethereal? What's going on?
Pumpkins.
Great. Well, you really cleaned that up for me. I'm really hyped for episode 3 now.
I know.
Just pumpkins. It's too difficult. But are these given things? I mean, the first one's called Mad Max. That obviously that's going to be kind of a movie reference or something. Or is that hinting at something else?
Mad Max that's really mad at someone.
Or maybe Mad Max from that movie, Mad Max.
See, you guys, you really are locked safes, really. I know you said you'd give away spoilers, but I respect you. Maybe this is all just the real stuff.
Yeah,
this is what's happening, man. All right, well, it's exciting. Anyway, we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, how much do you read kind of what fans are saying about the show online? Is that something that you follow a lot?
I mean, I like to, whenever the show releases a trailer, I like to go on YouTube and check, like, people will post these videos and, like, analyze every, like, little part of the trailer.
They go in.
Yeah, they really talk about every little, like, second of every part of the trailer, and they'll and I just love hearing what they have to say because usually they're like totally wrong. but sometimes it's so hard to watch because I just want to like go there and tell them like, you're wrong, this is not what's gonna happen. And they make it sound like they're so right, and it bothers me. I wish they knew.
So what's the wildest thing that you read then? Was there something that you're like, this is clearly absolute BS?
Yeah, who's the most wrong?
Who's the most wrong?
Yeah.
It's just in general, people will say something about like a certain scene that this thing will happen Well, I can't say what's wrong because then.
See, he's good. He's very good.
Get me here. I can
We're
see
trying
it.
To trip you up. It's not going to happen.
You guys are trying to do the process of elimination.
This is it. We'll slowly go through the many hundreds of fans' theories and try and wipe them out.
We've been rumbled. But okay, so you can't tell me about that. But obviously, like, loads of wild things have happened since the first season. You know, yes. Like, you get to go to award shows all the time. You get to meet all these famous people. Like, what's the craziest thing, the kind of pinch yourself moment where you're like, I cannot believe this is happening?
I think the whole experience. Like, I always have those moments, just how lucky and blessed to even get this opportunity. I say this all the time, but like, I really mean it.
Nice.
Like, not many people get to get a great show and then travel around the world and get to talk on radio shows.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Well, is there anyone like particularly famous? Because you guys have met everybody now. Everyone's a fan of Stranger Things. Anyone who kind of stood out that you were like, oh, wow, I can't believe I'm meeting this person?
I mean, I haven't met this guy, but I've heard through the grapevine. Yeah. The Rock was a fan of the show.
It was on Instagram. We were telling him the other day that he posted it on Instagram, and he was like, rewatching Stranger Things season one with my jumbo cookies.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The best way to do it.
I know.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
Like, whoa, this is super cool.
That's a pretty cool one right there.
Hopefully
I've got to give you that. Yeah, this is it. You know you'll run into each other at some award show. It's bound to happen. It really, really is. Well, we've got to ask as well, Noah, I mean, there was something of a catchphrase that came out of season one a little bit. It's maybe not the one you expect. How many times in the street, be honest with me, do people come up and just shout, Will!
Will!
Well, you know what? I'm going to say, I think a lot of people come up to me and they'll say, hey, I found Will. I saved you from the Upside Down, and now you're alive. I found you. And I'm going to be honest, I really love it, but I think it's getting old.
It's been a while.
I wonder how you feel. I never got that before.
I get it from every person. I love hearing it, but maybe...
Yeah, we'll mix it up. Yeah. When season two comes out, there'll be new jokes, new references people can throw around. It'll be absolutely fine, I promise you. It's time for a brand new segment on the podcast. This is something I like to call the Pop Buzz Book Club. Now, we're all avid readers, mainly in the world of pop culture, but we're avid readers. I thought it might be nice to have a bit of an intellectual conversation and stretch out the world.
Really?
Come
we're
on.
In the wrong place,
have you listened to the podcast?
Let's expand our minds, Woody. Let's expand our minds here about the world of literary happenings. So yes, this week we're going to look at the world of YouTuber books. We all have many questions. What inspires these YouTubers? Why do they choose to release these books so close to Christmas? We may never know the answers. But someone who may is a genuine friend of the show. He works for our sister site, wetheunicorns.com, for all the latest kooky japes and updates on the world of YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. It's Benedict Townsend.
Hello.
Hello.
Wonderful to be here on my favorite podcast in the whole world.
Oh, stop it.
Doesn't he have a great podcast voice?
He does.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
You do. Oh, a voice very much fit for
Let me just say, I know you're a huge Zoella fan, James, and she, of course, has a book club. I assume you based it on that.
Of course. I'm guessing that most of the things we talk about are going to have a new sticker in WH Smith after this. Pop buzz approval or pop buzz failure. But no, you've brought along three different YouTuber books for us today.
I have indeed.
We're going to try and sum them up a little bit, and then we're going to hear a quote and try and guess if this is a quote from the actual book or one that you've made up. All right, what's the first book you brought for us?
The first book I've got, I'm going to hold it up even though it's a podcast, is called Generation Next by Mr. Ollie White, friend of my website. Possibly a friend of yours soon. It's about a young boy named Jack who is not Ollie White, but clearly is Ollie White. And he starts his own social media networking thing with some pals and becomes a global internet star.
Okay, so it's revolving around a plot similar to his real life, is what we're saying.
It's indeed. And you'd think, oh, becoming internet famous, it's all fun and games, everything's great. No, there are some challenges and hurdles to overcome.
Wow.
And you'll find out about them in the book.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. All right, well, let's hear some extracts, shall we? Let's try and...
Okay, I'll give you some quotes. You can tell me if they're real or fake.
Okay,
how do we feel about that?
This is exciting. Let's do it.
Some of these I've made up, some of them are real. Here's the quote. I mean, there I was, kissing an incredibly sexy older woman in a swimming pool. And yes, it was awesome.
Oh, no, fake.
Fake?
Yeah,
what are
no,
we thinking?
I don't think Ollie White would put
It's not Ollie White.
I think it's correct.
Oh, it's Jack.
Who the heck is Ollie White? This is Jack. I think it's real, and I think it's potentially from some kind of dream sequence. That's my theory.
I think it's real.
Well, friends, not only is it real, it's not from a dream sequence.
Oh, God.
This is a pretty raunchy book.
You know him from One Direction, you know him from his solo material, and you know him from being undoubtedly Ireland's finest golfing talent today. Here he is! Niall Horan's with us, everybody! Take that well, Rory, I'm sure you take that well. How are you, sir? Welcome back, we should say. New single, man. This is very exciting times. Slow Hands. Yeah. Now, last time, when this town was out, you were like, right, it's sort of the beginning, but maybe it's just a little taster. Are we in the era of solo Niall now? Is it happening?
For the moment it is, yeah.
Oh, good.
I've been working on the album for a while, and that's been good fun. So I'm excited to just get out there and do shows now.
Beautiful.
I'm pretty sick of the studio.
I can imagine you're out in the real world. It's an amazing thing.
I'm a real boy.
And in terms of the album, we know some of the people you've been working with, like Greg Kirsten. He's in the band and all that stuff.
Greg's been great.
Who else you've been working with?
A guy called Jakir King. He produced probably most famous for Only by Night album by Kings Leon.
Oh, very nice.
Did James Bay's album.
Ooh.
So I've been working with him, and I've gone back to my roots with the boys who did the 1D stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's been great. And it's been a really fun time working with Greg Kirsten was amazing. He's one of the most.
He's a big dude these days, man. This is it. You can command this star power now.
Yes.
Star yourself and kicking it all up. It's great. But we were thinking earlier today, because obviously the 1D days, the fans are known as Directioners. Obviously.
Yep.
What's going to be the solo fandom name for you now?
I don't know. I hope it's Niall Horan fans.
I feel that's a bit simple.
I'm hoping it's something along those lines. Yeah, Niall Horan, fans of Niall Horan.
I was thinking Annihilators. Is that too convoluted as a pun?
I don't want to say anything in case it catches on, so I'm going to leave it to you.
Okay,
it starts here.
I like that one.
Okay. The Annihilators. We're going to make it start. Live shows coming. You did a couple of appearances here and there.
I've done a few bits and pieces, but I only had one song, so it was kind of like the song was finished after 3 minutes and then it was gone, and it was kind of like. I remember one time I travelled to Toronto from LA. It took me 4.5 hours to get there. I was there for half an hour and I left.
Oh, bless you.
And it was just like, I'm glad I went, but I wish I had more tunes when I was there.
You got two now,
Yeah, so hopefully, just, there we go.
6 minutes.
That's 6.5 and 7 minutes. And I'll get out of that.
It's a new way. It's going to be a tour after every single. Just building that show up slowly, step by step. That's what we want to see. A lot of collab rumours online. We've heard these. Chainsmokers, is there anything actually happening there?
I don't know where the boys, I would love to do. Chainsmokers are great.
Good lads, we've had them before.
Great lads, and I know them quite well. And I'm sure if we ever got the chance, I'd love to at least write with them.
Okay, cool.
I think my stuff might be a little bit, far away from their stuff.
An EDM remix.
Coldplay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
a lie, actually, from me. I should have said that. But they're great guys, and I would love to, at least write with them, and that'd be great. What else have you heard?
Well, Shawn Mendes is the other obvious one.
Shawn Mendes, we're good mates, and if we ever get the chance to, he's on tour here now.
Yeah, of course.
I go to America this week. It's kind of like, it's back and forth. We've spent a couple of days together.
Busy lads, this is it.
Busy men. And we'd obviously love to, but, it's great. Do you know what? It was great. Sean's new song. He's got a new song out, Holding Me Back.
Yep. Damn.
He played it to me. He wrote it the day before the Grammys, and he played it to me. He had a demo, and he played it to me in the car. And we were driving up to my house, and we were going to watch Grammys at my house. And he played it to me in the car. He was like, man, I really like this song. I wrote this yesterday. And then he posted a picture on Instagram last week of the cover of his new single, and I sent him a voice note of me singing the song. I'd remembered it. I just remembered it saying "Holding Me Back."
Oh wow!
On his phone.
It was that catchy.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I mean, there's an endorsement if ever there was. One. From the first listen, it's in the head like that. And obviously, the other 1D boys, they're doing their own thing as well.
They're great.
To see how much had you heard the Harry song before it dropped?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, Harry's been. inconspicuous. He's I know he's I've no, I can understand why though, because we all don't like to play our stuff to each other until it's perfectly finished. Because yeah, because the final productions and stuff make such a difference.
Oh, of course.
And we're all very like perfectionists, and so yeah, I didn't hear Harry's stuff, but like I'm sure. You know, if I make, I'll say, I'm sure, I think he's in America, yeah, because he's going to be on, he's got a cordon, I think, for the week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
So I'll probably see him next week and hopefully hear
some
of the album, same with the other boys.
So there's been no, like, group chat discussions, like, guys, can you remember how to do this in the studio?
We're the perfect people to play each other's songs to, though. Because,
yeah,
like,
true.
We always spend time bringing songs to each other for the band.
Of course.
So we're like, I don't like that, I like this, you know, it's, which is, you know, if the boys don't back you, no one's going to back you, really, are they?
Very true.
It's good. We're in good nick.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds it, man. It's all nice to see all in these different directions. Oh, yeah. Pun intended. Didn't even mean to do it. Now we're going to play a little game with you, Niall. This is a game we play with everyone. It is called the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Please don't look scared. It's going to be fine. As you might expect, we have a series of slightly probing questions, and we just want you to be as honest as you can, mate.
All right.
An honest guy.
Go on, then.
Yeah, you're an honest guy. We need to get into character, though, because we do this public confession booth style. So, unfortunately, we have Sister Katie and Father Woody in the corner here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. It's taking you back to your roots here. This is good stuff. So, first of all, we should ask Niall, when did you last come to confession? When did you last come to confess? Has it been a while?
Like actual church confessions?
Well, I mean, take that question. You're the only person who'll give me an honest answer to that question ever, to be honest. Most people just make it up, but I'm not going to pry on your personal life.
Probably would have been... What's third year? So it would have been 15.
Oh, wow.
A lot of confessing
to
do.
A lot to confess. Fortunately, we have the questions ready.
I'm probably going to give the same answers as I did my own day. I didn't do my homework.
This is it. It's all going to come. Right, Father Woody, why don't you take away with the first question here? Let's see what's
happening. Right. What was your first email address?
Oh, this is hilarious. Probably the best first email address of all time.
Oh, here we go.
I went to visit my cousins live in Luton, and I went to visit them when I was younger. And I wanted to like stay in contact with them when I went back to remember like MSN.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I got my cousin, who was a few years older than me, to set this email address up, and it was da_pimp_is_here.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. Yahoo. The pimp is here.
The pimp is here. Is that the album title? Is this?
Yeah, actually. If I could fit it across the top.
The underscores.
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I was 13.
The pimp is here.
The pimp is here. Here I am, coming in with my cane in hand.
I'm changing my Twitter name for that.
I like that.
Definitely.
Hashtag the pimp is here. Let's
get embarrassment. And I had that for ages. I think I might have even, like, audition for the X Factor with that email.
Tell me it's not still active, or we're gonna see many things coming through now.
No, I don't think it is. That was shut down a long time ago.
Take that in 10 years and you'll find emoji messages.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, man.
Right, we're talking of embarrassing things. What is the most embarrassing thing in your web browser history?
Ooh. Web browser history?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I do look at that. Like, I must do, you know, when I've had a few beers, I do Google the most weird, like, the strangest thing. Like, what was it? What did I see? I don't know, like... web browser, what's the most embarrassing thing in like my web browser?
What could it be?
I'm trying to think, are you trying not to incriminate yourself?
No, I know, it's not. It's just like stupid stuff. Like, I don't know, like, Googling, like... I don't know. Oh, this is such a hard question. This actually is, because now I like...
Now you're thinking about it. Now you're going to check it.
Thanks, yeah. Let me have a look.
This is it.
While we have time, while we're here.
This is it. This
Let's
is
do another one, and
Let's
then we'll
move
come
back. Let's move on to the next one. Mull it over, all right?
I think this one's a bit easier. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great question. Either Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Ooh.
Or probably like... Selena Gomez.
Oh, fair
time. Yeah.
Fair
time.
Of that era.
Mary Kate and Ashley, what a throwback.
There it is.
That's
there
a good
is.
One.
Nostalgia. It's right there. All right, next up, what we got?
All right, what is the biggest lie you've ever told?
Biggest lie I've ever
biggest
told?
Biggest lie.
Oh, not much. I'm not one to lie, to be honest. I'm kind of allergic to lying.
Like, is that a lie?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Caught in a trap.
I probably told, like, unbelievable lies, but none that, like, when you're put on the spot and you're asked what's the best lie you've told, like, or the worst, It's hard to come up with answers like this.
This, this is why
it's a terrible question.
Maybe it's the question, yeah.
This is how your nice guy persona has lasted this long. It's just like, I can't even remember the bad things I've done. There's nothing there.
Okay, what was your first, Robert, what was your worst fashion choice? You know, have you ever gone for some flares, tried a perm out one day?
Yeah, sure. Everyone went through that phase of those top man t-shirts back in the day when it used to like go down in like a V and the sleeves were like, had like a white trim on it. It could have been like bright pink and the sleeves had a white trim and the neckline had a white trim, like some dodgy like khaki pants or whatever and like...
Sounds like a look to me.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm into it.
I still rock that.
Let's bring it back.
All right, Katie, let's go for the last one.
Right, last question. Who cried the most in One Direction?
Who cried the most?
Who cried the most?
Jesus, that's a good question, that. they always used to take the mick out of me for like crying on the X Factor at the time when they showed the clip of us leaving and then we got brought back on stage.
Oh, yeah, just came back out.
Balling. Who cried the most? Harry was a bit teary. Yeah, Harold was a bit teary.
He looks like a crier.
Yeah. Do you know what? Real men are good criers.
Damn right.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Let it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got home to watch The Notebook now. So, I'll see you there.
What an evening. What a plan. We should say, actually, as well, with the boys, I mean, we love them, you love them.
Yes, we do.
Anything you don't miss? Were there any bad habits on tour?
Like Louis on a tour bus was like my worst nightmare. I'm like quite of like the OCD.
Oh, right.
You know, and we'd be on the tour bus for 6 weeks at a time or whatever, and Louis just had this, like, junk bunk. There was, like, a spare bunk, and it was basically just for Louis's crap.
Oh, no.
So it'd be, like, his football gear, his boots, like, thousands of games from PlayStations outside, like, with the discs out. So there was discs everywhere and covers everywhere.
Chaos.
Yeah, but that's probably... Yeah, I don't miss, yeah.
That would drive me mad.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, anyway, I think you passed the confession booth there.
Well done. Thanks very much.
Lovely to see you, Matt. Best of luck with the single and everything.
Great to see you.
We'll see you soon back on live shows and all that kind of stuff later in the year. Exciting stuff. Niall Horan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Niall. Slow hand clap for
slow
Niall.
Slow hand.
What a boy.
Now, he was the first 1D boy we... had in the studio to avoid the, I'm trying to avoid the puns.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It was
true.
Nice.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
How was your first 1D boy in the studio?
Great.
Yeah.
Better than I expected.
Yeah, same.
Lovely man, down to earth. Great dress sense. He was on for me. He had a flat cap and everything.
Oh, yeah, we love Niall.
What a lovely boy. That's about it for this year, guys. The last thing I want to do before we go away, and we'll be back in January with some new episodes, dream guests for next year. Who do you want? I was trying to think. I think last year I said Hayley Williams, who has still eluded us to this day. We chat to her all the time on Twitter. Hayley, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. Lovely to see you. Song of the year, of course, we just gave her.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm hoping that maybe next year we might get some time with Paramore. Would be amazing. Any requests from you guys in your corners? Who would be your dream guest for 2018?
I want to speak to Katya and Trixie
from
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I want to speak to Khalid. I want to speak to
Barack Obama.
I want to see Barack Obama, Gemma Collins.
It's a real mix.
In the same sentence.
And maybe Naomi Campbell.
Wow.
Yes.
Big mix of stuff. I'm enjoying that. Katie, any thoughts?
Well, seeing as Ocean's 8 is being released, I want Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Sarah Paulson, Mindy Kaling, Rihanna, everybody in the film. And maybe some more Riverdale peeps.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we haven't seen enough of them.
That would be nice. We had KJ, didn't we? It'd be nice if we could get Cole over, wouldn't it?
Or any of the dads.
Yeah, you are a stand for the dads, aren't you?
I love the dads.
All right, let's get some Riverdale dads.
Michelle Visage.
Yes!
Out of nowhere, a sudden shout of Michelle Visage.
Michelle Visage.
All right, it's going to be a hell of a lineup, whatever. Thanks so much for listening. As always, go and subscribe over at iTunes. You can also find us on Blog Talk, pushing out to all your favorite podcast apps. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard today on this lovely little best of, you can hear those and loads of other full interviews from the year. Just go back on our Blog Talk page or on iTunes, listen to all the full episodes throughout the year, and enjoy your lovely festive Christmas break. We will see you next year. Until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you in 2018.